Will, in your Bibles tonight, to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. We have in Psalm 63, David was in a very barren place, desolate desert, maybe in his life. He was running for his life, and we're not sure of who he was pursuing him, but anyhow, he feels that he's all alone with no place to turn. Now, you may feel that way tonight. I don't know. I hope you all feel that the Lord has blessed you and you can always depend on him, but I know sometimes we get in these dry desert places where we seem like everything is going against us. He cries out here and says, "Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that even though sometimes we go through dry times in our life and we may feel like we are being pursued, and Lord, maybe we feel like you're a mile away or so and we just can't quite reach you, Lord, we can lift our voices in praise. And God, pray tonight that you will speak to our hearts and we'll give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I love those songs that we sing tonight, and I must or tell Jesus or go tell Jesus. That's what we ought to do. We ought to just praise him. Well, you know, sometimes circumstances leave us with nothing in life but just being alone. But God is always there. When nobody else is there, God is there. He had been betrayed by his own son. He had been pursued, exiled from his throne. And out of this experience, he expressed his desire for God alone. Now think about that, his desire for God alone. Oh God, you are my God. When you're all alone, you can always just seek God's face in every situation. His power and his glory we ought to seek every day in our life. You know, he said, "As I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness," he says, "is better than life, my lips want to praise you." So ask yourself a question. I've been kind of alone this last week. Tom was there a little bit, but I was mostly just alone with God. And I thought about myself and my relationship with God and what life has brought me. You said 34 years. Man, God has blessed. He has blessed. There have been through some dry times. There have been through some hard times. If you've come recently in our church, you wouldn't know of any hard times. The Lord just seems to bless, and there seems to be a great unity here in the Lord's house and with people, and I love that. I love that. But there are dry times, and there have been some times when I really thought, man, I'd just soon stay home tonight. You see, I dreaded to come to business meetings. Man, we have some great business meetings now. You know, when you know it's great when you can finish a business meeting in 8 minutes and just get out. You see, it's God's business anyhow. And we ought to be in unity about God's business. But I asked myself this week, do I have a passion for God? Do I have that passion, that fire for God this evening? Do you have that in your life? We sing the songs about telling people about Jesus. And as we were, what were the words of that song? Tell the good news. And I wondered to myself as we sing that song, tell the good news, tell the good news. Have we told anybody about the good news of the gospel this week? Now think about that. We just sing the song, tell the good news, tell the good news. And have we had a passion for God in our life to literally tell somebody about the gospel? And I'm talking about seeking God with all your heart, not for what God can do for you, but what you can do for Him in the service. You see, when we start seeking God with a passion, a wanting to serve God, then that passion comes back in our life. That fire, we said, set my soul afire. I don't know what, I hadn't communicated with Teddy all this week. But, you know, I think we're on the same wavelength there. And I wondered, not only have we told the good news about Christ, but do we really want our soul set on fire? Do we really want that? Do we have that kind of passion for God Himself? David said, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. The word suggests a condition just short of fainting in his own life for the presence of God in his life. Now, man, I tell you what, early will I seek thee. Everything about us in our life, our emotions, our reason, our will should literally crave for God. Wanting Him to do something in our life. Wanting to be excited about God in our life. You see, he considered himself like a desert place, dry, he says. My soul thirsts for you, God. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and desolate place of a stream, he says, of a stream, a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Well, we ought to thirst for God. The water that he gives, like the woman at the well, that we receive that water so that we don't thirst anymore. We have that passion, that desire, so we sing praises to God. And I thought about, what are we missing in our life today? What are we missing? Do we have that, missing that confrontation with God? There's the greatest necessity, I believe, of life is to come with a confrontation with God where we meet God face to face, you see, and we're all alone, just like David was, where we just cry out to God and say, God, here I am. What can I do? Would you speak to me? My soul is dry. And I wonder how many of us this evening have that kind of passion for God where we desire to do something so much for God. You know, I couldn't help but think, man, if a brother or sister needs help, we ought to have a compassion, a desire to help them. Because, you know, that's what God has said, do. Love thy neighbor. And I don't know how he showed up at the house. I just heard about that. I didn't know what you were talking about this morning about helping at the house and stuff like that. But, you know, I thought to myself when she announced that and cleaning up, man, how many of us just ought to just desire, God, let me go. Let me do something for someone else. You know? And in doing for someone else, you're doing for God, aren't you? Because that's what God tells us. More than anything else, searching for God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your body. He's there. He's very much there. You know, I love just singing praises. I don't do it so much at the house. It drives Rhonda crazy. You know, I have to go to the farm. You can ask Tom. Sometimes I sit out on the front porch out there and play my harmonica and songs that I was so amazed this week. I couldn't recall those songs if I had to. But as I just praised God through that, He just kept giving them to me. And I said, this is wonderful. You see, praising God, just being alone with God and having that quiet time. Like Nicodemus, our religion sometimes is like a desert. It's just kind of dry. We come to church, we go to church, we do this, we do that. We go home, we watch the game, we take a nap, we come back 6 o'clock, you know. We hear the preacher, we sing the song, we go back home, we go to bed, get up Monday morning, we forget about God. We just go to work, go through the week, do what we want to do, come back Wednesday night, listen to the Bible teaching. And it's just dry, isn't it? It's just kind of a dry time for, you see, in our own life where we just get a habit. And Nicodemus said, Lord, you know, what must I do to be saved? I believe Nicodemus was having a very dry time in his life, and he needed that. I think about some others like Zacchaeus, you know. He needed a friend. He needed a friend. Nobody was a friend to Zacchaeus, and Jesus passed his way and said, Zacchaeus, come down out of the tree. I'm going to have be in your house today. Wouldn't that have been great to see the reaction of Zacchaeus and there in person and know that God was coming? And I mentioned earlier a while ago the woman at the well seeking the water, but she didn't have the water of life, and Jesus Christ speaks to her. You know, it just wasn't done back in those days. And yet, here's Jesus, and she's alone, and she's in a dry, desert place, and He gives her the water of life. And that's what Jesus says. All that are thirsty, come. All that are thirsty, come. Now, if we don't have that passion, it's because we don't ask and we don't come to it. And so many times we're so busy with our own schedule that we don't seek Jesus Christ. So ask yourself tonight, do you have that passion for Christ? When all there is gone, seek God. When God is all you have, David says, I believe here, remember God. Look what he says. I have seen you, I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. I believe David could remember the things of God that overwhelmed him in life. You know, there's a lot of things that overwhelm this young man as he grew up. But he knew that God was great because God had worked so many times in his life. And defeated, I believe he felt like he was defeated and frustrated here in life. And he remembered, God, I've seen you in the sanctuary, you see. I've seen you. I remember you and your worshipfulness in your life. And people claim they can worship without going to church. And my reaction is, but you won't, will you? I've heard no telling how many guys say, well, I can worship God out there hunting, or I can worship God, you know, out on the lake fishing, but you don't. You worship Him here in the sanctuary, get your heart right with Him. You know, I believe if we get a heart right with God, we won't be out there fishing. We won't be out there hunting, you see. You're going to worship God. Now, I'm not saying I go hunting myself. I love it. But I love God more, you see. I love God more. I have a passion to see His work. I have a passion to see and help people and want them to grow. And I want our church to multiply. I want to see people literally discipled and brought to a saving knowledge of Christ. And you know, you can't do that if you don't have a passion for people and a passion for God. Just remember, I can see David. He comes to understand what it means to be in a sacred place of the sanctuary, you see, of God. I believe when we're in a dark time and folks, we're in a dark time in America. Believe it or not, you may say, well, what's so bad about America? Man, you look at what's going on around us, and today in America, we are in a dark time. Brother, if the Lord don't come back soon, I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? We know that God blesses us when we seek His face, and I believe with all my heart, if our churches will seek His face and turn to Him again and worship His holy name and lift up His praises, you see, remember what He's done. But in America today, nothing seems to be sacred. We seem to be all self-sufficient. We seem to be arrogant today, self-righteous people, where we say, oh, we don't need God. We've got everything here. I heard one man said, I don't know if I need anything in life. I've got it all. But he didn't have the Lord, you see. David remembered where he met God. You know, Isaiah, sixth chapter, ninth verse, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, that's six, isn't it? In the year that King Uzziah died, what did he do? I was in the temple. And I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Folks, that's what we need in our life. We need to see the Lord high and lifted up. He's greater than all our problems. You know, I don't have any problems in life that God isn't in control of. He's got everything handled out. You know, all we need to do is focus on God. To Jacob, where was that place? Bethel. He went back to Bethel, the place where God visited him. Elijah, you know, Mount Carmel. 1 Kings 18, verse 30 says, he rebuilt the altar. You know, I think we need to do that in our lives. Go back to where we met God and just remember all the blessings He's done for us and start rebuilding those altars, you see. We've tore a lot of them down, but we haven't rebuilt them. And He didn't use the old altar. He rebuilt an altar. And what is that, an altar? Well, prayer, I think we need to rebuild that altar. Spending time with God. Being in church, worshiping God. You know, somebody said, well, I really came to church today and I didn't expect a whole lot. And that's exactly what they got. Not a whole lot. It never ceases to amaze me. Somebody on this side, and it's not y'all, okay? I'm just saying, somebody on this side, ain't pulling nobody out. Somebody on this side can come out and say, you know, that I didn't get nothing out of service today. But somebody over here can come out and say, boy, the Lord just blessed my heart today. Now, what's the difference? They were listening with their heart. They expected something from God. And you get what you expect, don't you? You come in with a bad attitude, man. Some people have bad attitudes all the time, and I say, Lord, just change your attitude, please. You know? We come in with a bad attitude, and that's exactly the way we leave. But if we come in praising God and worshiping, you know, I come today to worship God. I didn't come to see how many were going to be here or see how much money we don't have in the offering plate or anything. I came here to worship God. It wouldn't matter who got up here and spoke. It would have been a worshipful experience because I was listening for God's voice in the Scripture, see? I believe today we're asleep in His church. We come to church and our minds are literally asleep. We don't listen to what the Word of God says. Our secret place is not a place anymore to get along with God. But that's what it should be. A place to refuel, a place to get rid of that bitterness, a place to be restored. But today, our secret place is not to refuel our minds, but to be bitter against someone else and retaliate against someone else. But not David. To him, it was a place of renewal to God. So I looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. Friend, you do not have some great things happen unless God really moves in your life. And He moves in your life. When He moves in your life, man, it's something great. You know, when David fought the lion in his youth and when he fought that bear, he knew that God would be his strength when he fought Goliath. And if it wasn't for those lions and those bears that we face, we wouldn't know how to face Goliath, would we? I believe we have our trials in life for growth in our life. And when you are in the desert and you need a stream for refreshment, God says, I will be the water of life in your life. So when you're all alone, first thing you need to do is seek God with all your heart. Have that compassion for God. I believe when you want that compassion back in your life, He will give it to you. Then when you're all alone, remember how God has blessed you in the past. We so forget, when we talk about remembering this morning, we so forget what God has done for us in our life. And when God is all you have, just praise Him. Just praise Him. He says, I will praise you with my lips, in verse 5. Because your loving kindness, in verse 3, is better than life, I will praise you with my lips. We can praise God for the afflictions in life, because literally, life is better with Jesus Christ in those afflictions. We can praise God in the spiritual for spiritual satisfaction and have a great spiritual life with God, letting Him bless us. And we can praise Him. We talked a while ago, we can praise Him for that protection that He watches over us in our life. David repeatedly emphasized those words, praise to God. Praise to God. Singing, praises to God. Shouting, praises to God. There is every reason in our life just to praise God tonight, because God Himself will fill that dryness in your life and gives you that passion. Seek Him for what He is in Himself. Remember Him for the things that He's done. And praise Him for all the things He's given you in life. And folks, I've had 30, like Brother Bill says, 34 years of a wonderful life just praising God. Whether it's been good years or bad years, we just praise God. We go on praising God. When life is barren and life is desolate, life is dried up, and our soul seems like a desert, all we have to do is praise God. And He will turn that desert into streams of water in the dry places. Streams of water in the dry places. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, if there's someone here tonight that feels that life is pressing in on them and their life is dry, Lord, let them seek You with all their heart. Let them have that passion for You that they once had. Let us give You praise with our lips in our life. And we'll give You the glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.